You're listening to SBS News.
Brian Wilson, the visionary force behind the Beach Boys and architect of the California sound, has died at the age of 82. For millions, his music defined summers, dreams, heartbreak, and hope. But behind those shimmering harmonies was a man who spent a lifetime balancing brilliance with pain. Born in Hawthorne, California, Mr. Wilson grew up in a household filled with music, pressure, and abuse. With his brothers Carl and Dennis, cousin Mike Love, and friend Al Jardine, he formed a band that would soundtrack a generation. But even in their earliest hits about surfing, cars, and high school romance, there were hints of something deeper, yearning, fragility, a search for meaning. Chris Willman is chief music critic at Variety magazine. He says Wilson was so much more than a pop hit maker.
When we think of the great California acts of all time, the great LA bands of all time, we think of just a handful, the Beach Boys, the Doors, the Byrds, not very many others. And Beach Boys arguably at the top of that heap and representing, you know, a California dream that may have been a little bit of an illusion. I think the world grew up thinking that everyone in California surfed because of the Beach Boys.
Brian Wilson's masterpiece, Pet Sounds, released in 1966, remains a towering achievement in modern music. It's a record that inspired Sgt. Pepper, moved the Beatles' Paul McCartney to tears, and gave us one of the most tender love songs ever written. God only knows what I'd be without you. Mr. Willman says Wilson's ability to marry the simple with the symphonic set him apart from everyone.
I think Brian was the most talented musician in pop music of the 20th century, if we had to pick one. I'm not sure there's even competition for that, as much as we all love the Beatles, people like that. Just in terms of being innately gifted, not as a lyricist, certainly not as a raconteur. He was not a particularly verbal person, even in his best periods, but the sophistication of that music.
But Brian Wilson's genius didn't come without cost. He was tormented by mental illness, fueled in part by an abusive father, drug addiction, and the unbearable pressure of perfection. He spent years in seclusion before reuniting with his daughters, Carney and Wendy. He later found love with Melinda Ledbetter, and although she died in 2024, their union helped him find late-life joy and peace. With characteristic humility, Wilson reflected on being called an icon.
It means that I don't know exactly what it means. Do you know what it means? It means, it just means that I'm an icon. An icon. You've got to keep in mind love is here.
Inducting Wilson into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, Paul McCartney said his music had the power to make him cry.
Thank you, sir, for everything you've done for me, for making me cry, for having that thing you can do with your music. You just put those notes, those harmonies together, stick a couple of words over the top of it, and you've got me any day. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Wilson.
From the sunny rebellion of fun, 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 to the existential ache of I just wasn't made for these times, Brian Wilson's music was a diary of innocence lost. On one occasion, he reflected on his relationship with his fellow Beach Boys and problems during the original recordings.
I don't know. It's such a rough kind of a memory for me, you know, because I had a lot of difficulty with the boys and they didn't want to cooperate with me, so we shelved Smile, in other words, and I guess they probably said, oh, that's good, I'm glad you shelved it. I'm sure they were happy about that, but, you know, sorry, folks, you know.
In his final years, Brian Wilson struggled with dementia, and after his wife's death, his family placed him under conservatorship. And yet, his music, still playing from radios and turntables and headphones around the world, remains ageless.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to.
Variety Magazine's Chris Willman sums up his legacy.
I mean, a year or two ago, they put out a Dolby Atmos version of the Pet Sounds album, which is widely considered one of the greatest albums of all time. And it's really like listening to this incredible symphony when you're able to hear all those different parts. It just bowls you over. On top of just having, you know, very simple melodies, obviously, fun, 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 California girls, you know, it's not that deep. So he could do the simple and, you know, the most complex music in the world. And there was nobody on his level in pop music.
Brian Wilson is survived by his children, his bandmates, and a universe of listeners forever changed by his sound. Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.